Hey, praise the Lord. Good morning, and to God be the glory. Welcome into the sanctuary, amen, of Ignite One Worship Center. We are so excited and delighted that you are here with us this morning. And we pray that you, amen, have awakened this morning with the Lord, amen, on your mind. And you are coming to church, amen, to give God, amen, his due. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We know, amen, that the word of God said, David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And we're glad to be here this morning by the Spirit of the living God. Let's pray. Father, thank you this morning. We give you glory and honor for who you are. We magnify you and we adore you. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are high and lifted up. You are our high priest, oh Father, and you are Jehovah. We, God, just submit to your will and to your way this morning. Let the word of God be sharp. Hallelujah. Let it divide as asunder, God, soul from spirit, joint from marrow. We give you glory for what you will say and what you are wanting us to hear by the Spirit of grace this morning. Thank you for blessing your people and releasing your voice, hallelujah, to those that would hear what the Spirit have to say to the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, amen, amen, and amen again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good morning, family of God. We are, hallelujah, again, amen. Just blessed to be here one more time. And one more day. I pray, glory to God, that you are up, you are engaged, and you are ready to connect to the will of God for this moment and for this time and for this particular, amen, day and what the Lord has given to feed you. Hallelujah. Glory to God and lead you by the Spirit of God and the Word of God. It is life-changing. It is powerful. Hallelujah. Romans 12 tells us, amen, that we are to, glory to God, just trust God and be renewed, glory to God, hallelujah, by the life-changing word of God that will cause our spirits, hallelujah, Father, to be transformed, amen, by the renewing of our mind as we trust in the Lord. Glory to God. This is Ignite One Worship Center, where our foundation scripture is Luke 12:49. Amen. And it states that I've come, hallelujah, to set the earth on fire. How I wish it was already ablaze, amen, with a fiery passion from God. And we've been declaring all this year that we are one house. Out of Philippians chapter number 2, glory to God, amen. And we are just, glory to God, in a word, in a stream, in a flow, amen, of talking about, amen, the supernatural potential, hallelujah, and how that connects to who we are in our identity, amen, in our maturity, in our unity, and even in our harmony. Glory to God in Jesus as a kingdom, hallelujah, called out people, glory to God, with a purpose to give God glory and to set the earth on fire with a fiery passion from the Lord. This morning, I want to introduce you, glory to God, to a thought, amen, that the Lord has given me. And the thought is all in. Hallelujah. One house, all in, or all in one house. Glory to God. All in. Somebody put that in the chat. Amen. All in one house, or one house, all in. And I want to take you to two verses of scripture this morning that will preferably get us into the place we need to be. Amen. And bring you, hallelujah, into where we are into this morning. It is in the book of Acts, according to Luke's gospel, hallelujah. It talks about this this letter to Theophilus, and Luke begins to declare, amen, these words about all that Jesus, amen, began to do and to teach. Hallelujah. And through the Holy Spirit, he began to tell the apostles about the commandments, amen, and how that Jesus showed himself, amen, for 40 days after his resurrection. Glory to God. And I love this part. It say, and he was speaking to them, glory to God, pertaining to the kingdom of God. Wow. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm telling you, amen, that we're in a season, we're in a place where I believe that God wants to manifest his kingdom, and God is looking for a people, amen, that he's made ready for kingdom purpose. Glory to God. And the way that that happens is, glory to God, all that Jesus began to do and to teach about the kingdom of God, it had to be manifested through the power of the Spirit. Glory to God. That's one dimension of it. It has to be manifested. Watch this, not only through the power of the Spirit, but through the principle of Scripture. Glory to God. That's another dimension of it. And then it has to be manifest. Here it is, please. The presence of substance. Glory to God. And then, amen, what pushes it is the priority, amen, of worship. Glory to God. Yeah, you got all four of them. Amen. Those things, those dimensions, amen, that manifest, amen, the things that Jesus began to do and to teach pertaining to the kingdom of God. And his call was, glory to God, if it's going to happen, amen, we got to be all in. Hallelujah. By the power of the Spirit, all in by the principle of the Scripture, all in, amen, by the presence of substance, or with the presence of substance, and all in, amen, through the priority of worship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go, amen, to the book of Acts chapter 2. I want to read a couple of verses there and take you then to Matthew 22. Glory to God. And let's see, amen, what we can gather this morning from this concept of all in as one house. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 2. Here it is. Amen. And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in, or they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Glory to God. Amen. I know that that is, amen, the backdrop of the Scripture. I know that it is dealing with, amen, the dimensions of what took place on the day of Pentecost. Amen. And I know that we're not in the season of Pentecost. And then it's used to talk about, amen, the power that came and the tongues, amen, that were given, amen, to identify the people of God, amen, in what God was doing because of that particular moment. But I want to just use, amen, this scripture as a conduit, if you will, amen, to the point of, glory to God, what it takes to be all in. Hallelujah. And if we would move over to Matthew's gospel, chapter number 22, beginning at verse 37 through 40, where Jesus is at this point. And if you read up from 37 a little bit, maybe 34, 33, where the religious people of the day, amen, they've gathered together, and the Sadducees are asking, glory to God, questions, and Jesus is really revelating them, amen, glory to God, about the Spirit. And then the scripture says, that after he had shut down the Sadducees, amen, there was a lawyer of the Pharisees that came, and he began to ask Jesus a question. And he talked about, amen, which law was the most important law to keep. And the Pharisees had over 600 laws, amen. And Jesus, glory to God, said, let me ask you a question. Glory to God. Let me ask you a question. Glory to God. And he said, here is, amen, the law, amen, that you are referring to. Let me give you the law. Because what Jesus was really trying to say to them is that your law is about religion, but the law of the Spirit is all about relationship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 37, Jesus said unto him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is just like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Glory to God. And here's what the scripture says. It says, glory to God. And they did not ask him any more questions from then on. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So when we talk about being all in, the context of Acts 2 is that they were all in one place of his promise, waiting for what he promised. Glory to God. They were all in one place of his promise, or they was all in the place of his promise, and they were waiting for what he promised. Here it is, verse number 4, and it says, they were all assembled together, and the command was, watch this, not to go yet, but wait for the promise. That's Acts 1:4. Amen. Glory to God. Not to go, but wait for the promise. So they were in the place of his promise, waiting for the promise. They were waiting with expectation and anticipation, and in harmony with their hearts and their heads, glory to God, locked in because they were all in. Okay, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Watch this. What it meant for them, amen, then should be what it means for us right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let me give you the definition of all in. Hallelujah. All in means to be fully committed and persuaded. Watch this. To a purpose and a cause with passion and pursuit that you give your life to whatever thing it is. Ah, hallelujah. Wow. Here it is. It's a passion that's legit and won't let you quit. Somebody type that in the chat right there. It's a passion that's legit and won't let you quit. To be all in is to have a passion that's legit and won't let you quit. Glory to God. I'm trying to ignite your passion this morning with a fiery, glory to God, passion for God. It's a passion, amen, that's legit and won't let you quit. Glory to God. And that was Jesus' words about being all in Matthew 22. Jesus said, if you're going to be all in, love the Lord with all your heart. Hallelujah. All your soul and all your mind. That's the first and the greatest commandment. Glory to God. Many a times, amen, we overteach. Here it is. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We overteach the Great Commission and we underteach the Great Commandment. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Yeah. We overemphasize the Great Commission, which is Matthew 28. Glory to God. Go ye therefore, amen, and make disciples of all men. Glory to God. We overteach, but then we underteach, amen, the Great Commandment. Glory to God. And what we got to get is that the revelation of the Great Commandment, is, watch this, it is the food and the force for the Great Commission. Hallelujah. I won't stay too much there because that's a separate teaching all by itself. Glory to God. When you get into looking at the Great Commandment, glory to God, as opposed to the Great Commission and how they come together. amen, hallelujah, in the will of God. So here it is. They were all in the place of his promise, according to Acts 2, and they were waiting for his promise. Glory to God. Romans 4:21, amen, it goes like this, and being fully persuaded that whatsoever he promised, glory to God, he was able to perform. Hallelujah. Wow. So family, when the church is gathered, Jesus should be present. Notice I use the word should be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because just because we come together, amen, if we don't make room for him and we don't come under his authority and come under his order, we could be in a place, glory to God, hallelujah, and we are there, but he is not. Uh-oh, glory to God. So when the church is gathered, Jesus should be, amen, present. And the question becomes, why? Why? And the answer is this, woo, because, watch this, before any one of us was all in, he was already all in. The Bible says that while we were yet sinners, glory to God, he died for, glory to God, the ungodly, and God sent him, amen, hallelujah, to rescue us, redeem us, amen, and reconcile us, glory to God, so that we could get in because he was already in, hallelujah. He was already, amen, all in with his love. He was already all in, amen, with his life. He was already all in because of his commitment to us and his commandment from the Father to be our Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So because he was already all in and we should be all in, he really should be, hallelujah, hi, yeah, yeah, all in. He should be present in our praise. Let me say that again. He should be present in our praise. I want to give you, amen, this, just hold your head up and feed and take this right here. Amen. He should be all in our praise. Praise is more than a hollow clap. Praise is more than a hollow clap. Praise is a reference to the one that we reverence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, I want to encourage you the next time somebody admonish you to praise the Lord, don't just give him a hollow clap. Give him reverence. Glory to God, because that's the one you reference. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. Hey, he's present, amen, through the teaching of the word of God. He's present, amen, through our time of giving. He's present, amen, in the sound of worship. Glory to God. And more than anywhere, he's present through the moving of the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about the fact that he's already in and he wants us to be all in. Glory to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, wow. Amen. Listen, the Bible is clear that Genesis chapter number 6, glory to God. Chapter number 11, verse 6. It talks about, amen, I'm going to read the ESV version of that for you. Verse 1, amen. Now the whole earth, watch this, had one language and the same words. The whole earth had one language and the same words. Verse 6, and the Lord said, behold, they are one people, and they have all one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. Did you hear that? Of what they will do. And nothing that they purpose to do will now be impossible for them. Glory to God. Listen, please. Listen, listen, listen. They were all in. They were all in. They were all in, and the Lord said this word about them. There's nothing that they purpose to do that's impossible for them because they were one. Hallelujah. Because they were one in their purpose. Get it? Glory to God. So watch it now. Don't miss the indication of the text that's going to give us the revelation of us being all in as one house. Don't miss it. Here it is. Watch this. It's connected to two things. Glory to God. It's connected to two things. It's connected to what we say as one house, because the scripture said, glory to God, and watch this, they had one language and the same words. It's connected to what we say as one house, and then what we do as one house when we're all in, glory to God. It said because of what they were doing with the same language, amen, and the same words, it was just the beginning of what they would do. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Ignite One Worship Center. I'm calling you, amen, to the place of what we are just beginning to do. Hallelujah. And we're trying to posture our mind. We're trying to posture our spirits to the place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Where by the Spirit of God, whatever's impossible becomes possible because we're all in. Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. What you call that, hallelujah, glory to God, in the New Testament, if you will, it's called the same spirit of faith. Hallelujah. It's called the same spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We having the same spirit of faith, watch this, according to as it's written. So we get our spirit of faith not from, amen, each other. We get it from what's written in the word of God. It's the same spirit of faith. Paul says, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak. Hallelujah. The same words, glory to God, walking and moving in the same purpose, glory to God, to manifest, glory to God, the will of God. Hallelujah. Watch it, please. Watch it, please. Watch it, please. Without the Spirit, there is no faith. Let me say that again. Without the Spirit, there is no faith. Without the Spirit, there's no faith. It is the Holy Spirit that produces faith. Glory to God. It's the Holy Spirit that produces faith. Without the Spirit, there is no faith. Glory to God. Romans 10:17. Glory to God. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Without the Spirit, there is no faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So may I submit to you that in Genesis 11, glory to God, hallelujah, may I submit to you that the text gives you and I an indication of some things, watch this, that gets God's attention and piques God's interest. Uh-oh, glory to God. We need to know, amen, about that. Watch it, please. Watch it. Watch it, please. It gets God's attention and it piques God's interest, glory to God, because the scripture says, hallelujah, because of where the people were, glory to God, and what they were doing, God came down. Woo, man, somebody catch this. Somebody catch it, please. God came down. If a people that's unified in their purpose and they're all in their purpose and they're all in their posture, glory to God, and God came down for the wrong purpose. You got it. You know God's going to come down, hallelujah, when we're postured, amen, and unified for the right purpose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Please get it. Don't miss it. While in Genesis, God came down and he confused their language, glory to God, because they were all in for the wrong purpose. But in Acts, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit came and it didn't confuse, it infused their language because of the right purpose. Hallelujah. Yeah, it infused their their language for the right purpose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So my God, here it is. Please don't miss this. The Holy Ghost, hallelujah, set their passion on fire and ignited their purpose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because they were all in. Hey, Shaka. They were all in. Verse number 2 says, glory to God, and it filled all the house. Woo! Hallelujah. Type that in, glory to God. Somebody throw up some hearts, glory to God, for it filled all the house. Glory to God. It filled all the house. So watch it now. If it filled all the house, what is it? What filled the house? It was the wind. It was the wind. The wind, hallelujah, filled all, the pneuma, the breath of God. Glory to God. It filled all the house, and it happened because they were all in one place and on one accord. They were gathered together as one house in their heads and in their hearts with regards, glory to God, toward the things of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. With their regard toward the things of God, they were all in, and they were waiting in anticipation and expectation through obedience. Hallelujah. And God showed up. Hallelujah. Hey, God showed up. Glory to God, with a wind. Hallelujah. Oh my God. I'm telling you, for some of you, glory to God, even under the sound of my voice, there is a new wind coming. Glory to God. But the key is, hallelujah, your connection to what you're doing, amen, for and in his house. That's how you're going to release the wind, glory to God, for your own house. Hallelujah. Somebody stop right there. Give God a praise and thank God for the wind. Glory to God, because you're all in and you're connected. Hey, shine my glory to God. I feel that in the Holy Ghost. That's why, glory to God, things are happening for you. That's why things are happening in your family. That's why, hallelujah, you're seeing different manifestations. That's why you're feeling, glory to God, confident and bolder in this season. Glory to God, because there's a wind. Hallelujah. Hey, Shamanu, say glory to God. A breath, hallelujah, of freshness and fire. A breath of new, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Newness, amen, from the Spirit of God that has hit your house, and things that you've been trying to do, and things you've been praying for, and things you've been believing for. You see them happening after so many years and so much time, glory to God, because you're connected and you're all in. Hallelujah. Woo, Shammai. Glory to God. Hallelujah. John 20, 22. The Bible says, and Jesus breathed on his disciples. Watch this, and say, receive, glory to God, the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. That really means, amen, that he inspired their desire to believe and receive. And I'm telling you, amen, we don't know what all God is doing, but we do know, amen, that God, amen, has lit a fire in Ignite One Worship Center, and he is igniting, glory to God, as many as would believe and connect. He's igniting something new that's causing them to believe and receive, because he's inspiring their desire with a fiery passion. Glory to God. Hallelujah, from him. Amen. We're all in. It's a passion and a purpose and a pursuit. Glory to God, of him. Hallelujah. A passion to please the Father. A pursuit, amen, to love like him. Glory to God. And a purpose to live for him. It's not too late. You're not done. I don't care where you are. I don't care, amen, how far you're falling back. It doesn't matter, amen, glory to God, what you got to come out of, what you got to break through in. Hallelujah. If you, glory to God, make your mind up, you can come up. Shabbat. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you make your mind up, you can come up. Hallelujah. God is saying, I want you not halfway in, but I need you all in. Glory to God, because of the purpose that I have. Hallelujah. For you to be a part of something bigger, amen, than you yourself. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They were waiting, family, in expectation. They were waiting in obedience. They were waiting, hallelujah, in anticipation. They were waiting, glory to God, for the promise of the Father in the place that the Father promised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I need to tell you, glory to God, this morning, you got to see it like this. Glory to God. Could it be you've been waiting, but nothing has happened? Have you looked at the fact that are you in the place of the promise? Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you in the place of the promise while you're waiting? Are you in the place of the place of the promise is a place of trust. The place of the promise is a place of faith. The place of the promise is a place of hope. The place of the promise is the will of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In spite of how you feel about it, are you in the place of promise? Because that's where the promise is coming. Hallelujah. That's where the promise is coming. The scriptures say they were all in and they were postured. Hallelujah. They were postured. Watch this. And their posture created a suddenly. It created a sound. And it brought substance into the place where they were sitting. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Who am I talking to this morning? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, my. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It brought a sound and it brought substance into the house. Hallelujah. I decree and declare over you, glory to God, this morning that's what we're believing God for as we gather together and we corporately come together and we are all in, that there's a substance, there's a suddenly, and there is a sound coming. Hallelujah. Hey, Raman Shul, glory to God, to the house of God. And you got to, glory to God, make sure that you're not halfway in. Wow. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All in one house. We're all in as one house. Glory to God. We're on one accord and we're in one place in the spirit of God, the same spirit of faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's how we get there. Amen. Even though we may not be in the same place. Hallelujah. In our faith, but it's the same spirit of faith. You got it? Because when we look at faith, we don't really need to measure faith because glory to God, Hebrews said that he's already given us the measure. Hallelujah. So no matter, amen, watch this, no matter how big your faith is or how small your faith is, if you got faith to be in the place, glory to God, your faith connects to the faith, amen, and our faith, glory to God, calls us, hallelujah, to experience, amen, the thing that God has planned for us as his people. Ah, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Hallelujah. Watch it now, because Hebrews 11:1, it says, now, watch this, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And let me give that to you in the Amplified Classic Version of Scripture, and then we'll break it a little bit. Hallelujah. Watch this. Now faith is assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of the things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Here it is. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Ooh. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Glory to God. So listen, please. We got to be all in, and we can't have, watch this, an emotional attachment that's stronger than our hunger for faith. Woo. Glory to God. Wow. So when we look at it, what we see is that the scripture concludes to us that there are two elements that really are the foundation of faith. Two elements of faith. Number one is the substance of things, and is the evidence of things. Yeah, the substance of things and the evidence of things. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Glory to God. Not yet seen, not seen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe it's 2 Corinthians 4:18. It talks about the things which are seen. Amen. Glory to God. They are temporal, but the things that are not seen, they are eternal. So our faith have to operate in the unseen, not the seen. Glory to God. So watch it now. Because of these two elements of the substance of things and the evidence of things, then here it is. Don't miss this. I don't know if you're ready for this revelation. Don't miss this. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So please watch this. In order, hallelujah, to have faith, we have to have things hoped for. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. So if we don't have things hoped for, then there is no, amen, avenue for faith to come. Wow. When I say things hoped for, I'm referring to things that, watch this, that we have a desire for, things that we have an anticipation for, things that we have an expectation for, things that we're looking forward to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've always said, and I will continue to say, that one of the problems with the modern day church is we have church, but we don't have expecting church. Hallelujah. Our expectations are too low. Glory to God. Every time we come together, we should have an expectation, watch this, that causes us to be elevated higher. Hallelujah. Wow. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen, please. I think it's Romans 8, right around verse 23, verse 24, 25. It talks about having hope, and it talks about how that, why are we going to have hope if we already see what we're hoping for? Glory to God. It don't take faith, glory to God, hallelujah, to get what you can get your hands on without, amen, the help of God or the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I think another version says that there's no reason to watch this. There's no, that if we already have what we hope for, there's no need to keep hoping. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. So the question now is, what are the things, family, are you hoping for? Hallelujah. Where is your faith taking you? Glory to God. What are you connecting to? Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the faith realm, in the supernatural realm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't give up on things hoped for in your life. God is still able. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if we're all in, it's going to take, glory to God, the power of our unity to manifest what God wants to do, amen, with us. Glory to God, as a new people and a new church. Glory to God. In a new region. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on. New. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's going to take a new you. Yeah. It's going to take a new sacrifice. Yeah. It's going to take a new preparation. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because we got to be all in. Hallelujah. I pray you're getting this. I pray, amen, that you're getting excited about being all in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's room, glory to God, for your gift. There's room for your talent. There's room, glory to God. Hallelujah. Watch this for, there's room for, see, here's, somebody go ahead and start praying against backlash when I say this right here. Glory to God. There's room in God's church for your church hurt. I know you don't believe that. Ooh, my God. Yep. God said, the Holy Ghost just said, there's room in my church for church hurt. Glory to God. Wow. But the enemy is so involved that he's twisted that pain and caused that unbelief to be so deep. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Watch this, that folks have lost sight of God by being mad at the church. Oh, my hands are up. Glory to God. Okay, let me keep going because I'm going to deal with that later. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, I'm going to deal with that later right there. Hallelujah. Wow. Glory to God. So the whole point is that as we are all in, it must be, watch this now, the spirit over our senses. Yeah, the spirit over our senses, because the Bible said that, amen, 11:1, I read it to you in the Amplified Classic Version. It says, glory to God, faith is the proof of things we don't see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact, watch this, what is not revealed to the senses. So it has to be spirit over senses. Glory to God. Spirit over senses. In other words, glory to God, it's spirit over emotions. It's spirit over natural sight. It's spirit over natural blood. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. So the substance and the evidence of believing faith is produced by confidence and conviction of who God is and what God says. That's why our words and our language is important. Glory to God. To God. Hallelujah. Why we need to be all in as one house is because we have a kingdom work to do. Come on. Glory to God. We have a kingdom work to do. And amen. And I'm praying and we're believing. We're believing God that he's assigning. He's assigning, glory to God, men and women of God. Amen. To this ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And as we go and as we flow through certain areas and however God do it, he brings them together. Amen. And there is no question, hallelujah, that God himself, amen, is doing this and not a man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, my son, my soul. Glory to God. I see it. Oh, my. I hear the song. I seen you move. Glory to God. You move the mountains. Glory to God. And I believe, glory to God. Hallelujah. That you will do it again. My God. Hallelujah. Matthew 11:24. Glory to God. Have faith in God. Glory to God. And that faith can speak. Glory to God. To mountains. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, Father. Wow. Amen. And so when we look at it, family, and we're saying we're all in, glory to God, what comes to my heart, glory to God, hallelujah, as I'm just flowing right now, as it comes to my heart, amen, it is really, my thought goes to Nehemiah. My thought goes to Nehemiah when he has to take on this burden for God, amen, and go back, to where he came from and began to build, amen, that had been ruined and broken down, glory to God, hallelujah, for so long, hallelujah. And the scripture says that day that he was serving the king, glory to God, hallelujah, that he came before the king and he had never been in the king's presence sad. But that particular day, he was sad. And there was a reason why you don't go in the king's presence sad, because that could be your last day in the king's presence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But he was sad. And the king asked him a question. Why is your countenance so sad? And he began to share with the king what was going on. Watch this. Not where he was, but where he came from. Glory to God. And he talked about how it was, amen, ruined in the place. Amen. Glory to God. And watch this now. And Nehemiah had favor, amen, with the king. And he left, glory to God, with the king's authority. Glory to God, to do a work for the kingdom. Glory to God. He left with the king's authority to do a work for the kingdom. Hallelujah. And I decree and declare, glory to God, glory to God, Ignite One Worship Center, those that will connect, those that will, amen, join, those that will, amen, be inspired to membership and fellowship, glory to God, and connection, hallelujah, glory to God, we are moving forward with the king's authority. Hallelujah. Yeah, we're moving, glory to God, under the king's command with the king's authority. I mean, we're talking about King Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so watch it now. He's going for it with the king's authority. Amen. And he has, amen, keep the king's orders, and he's going to do the bidding for God. Hallelujah. And he has to, he starts out knowing, amen, that this is something I can't do by myself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. And so the scripture talks about how he got to this place and he began to talk to the leaders and the people. Amen. When he got back, glory to God. Glory to God. He got back. And the scripture says, watch this. He said, verse 2, 18, it says, he told them of the hand of God that was on him. Ooh. He told them of the hand of God that was on him. And then he told them about the words of the king. That, and then he said, watch this. They said, we're all in. They said, let us rise up and build. My, they said, let us rise up and build. Glory to God. Watch this. Watch this. So they strengthened their hands for the work. My God, that's it right there, family. Glory to God. Wow. They said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for the work. I want you to notice that they did not just say it, but they start to prep their hand, prep their spirits and prep their mindsets and prep their hearts for what was coming and what needed to be done. They said, let's rise up and build. And then they strengthened their hands for the good work. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So watch it now. I'm believing that as we're moving forward, God's good hand is on us and God's good work is in us. Yeah. Glory to God. God's good hand is on us and God's good work is, glory to God, in us. And as you look at it and you read through Nehemiah, you understand that it took something. And the reason why they had to be all in was, first of all, glory to God, Nehemiah came and there had to be some motivation. Glory to God. There had to be some motivation. There had to be some participation. There had to be some determination. And then there was some supplication that caused them to do what God sent him there to do. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Watch this, please. He began to talk to them and he said, watch this. He said, see the distress that we're in. Wow. So the first thing Nehemiah does is he gives them a vision of reality. Wow. I'm going to stop right there because I want you to get this. He gives them a vision of reality. The first thing he addresses He says, see the distress that we're in. He starts out with a vision of reality. And he says, see how the walls are torn down, how the gates are burned, how the doors have been. See. He gives them the vision of reality. Glory to God. A vision of reality. A vision of reality. I want to stop right here. I know it's like, why y'all keep going? Let me stop right here. And let me say to you, glory to God, as God is raising us up, hallelujah, and God is calls us to move to this place. God is leading us in this place. And we're in the place of his promise, waiting with anticipation and expectation in obedience. Glory to God. And we have to come to the place where we're one heart, we're one head, and watch this, we're strengthening our hands for the good work of God. He starts with a vision of reality. Glory to God. And we're all in. And that is, amen, the reason why, family, that it's no time for us to cut back. No time for us, glory to God, watch this, to believe God for miracles, but yet we won't tithe and we won't give. I know I'm messing up my message. I know. I understand. Glory to God. But I'm telling you what the Holy Ghost is saying right now. Now watch this. A part of your comeback and a part of your come up is trusting God. Watch this. Beyond the place. Beyond the place where you lost your way. So there are several ways. Hallelujah. There are several ways that you could give and sow into this good ground, and they'll flash on your screen shortly. But I just want to stop right there. Amen. Hallelujah. For you to take a moment, even as we're in this teaching and even as we're in this word, to give to, hallelujah, God, through your offering and your tithes and your sacrificial seed. Glory to God. Let's do that at this moment. Hiya, Masha. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Several ways you can do that right there on your screen. I pray, glory to God, that you got it. You can give it. He started with a vision of reality. What Nehemiah was really saying, listen, it's not going to be easy based on what, where we got to go based on what we're coming into. And this vision of reality, family, watch this. And the people, watch this. The people now, from the vision of reality, I got to stop. It brought them to the voice of agreement. Watch this. They said, let us rise up and build. Let us rise up and build. Can I really give you a revelation? They were all in. When he gave them the vision of reality about being all in, they said, let us rise up and build. But really, what they were really saying now, the revelation of them saying rise up and build was really, let us rise up and battle. Did you get it? Let us rise up and battle. Let us rise up and battle. Because once they started out with the vision of reality and they got to the voice of agreement, he told them of the good hand of God that was on him and the work of God. Amen. Watch this. Then there was a validation of the anointing. Woo. Wow. There was a validation of the anointing. And then watch this. And then once he validated the anointing, Glory to God, that was on his life, and how that he was released with the authority of the king. Here comes opposition. You got to know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, you got to know that opposition is attracted to progress. Ooh, my. Hallelujah. That the enemy don't like, glory to God, you taking territory. The enemy don't like, hallelujah, you saying, I'm getting my mind together. I'm getting my life together. I'm getting my money together. I'm getting my family together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, shokubai sa. The enemy don't like it. So here come opposition. It's not a matter, glory to God, of if it's coming, it's when it's coming. And it comes when, watch this, it comes when the enemy see that you're all in and see progress in the spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So watch it now. It said, but when Sanballat and Tobiah heard, oh my God, I gotta stop. But watch it, please. It amazed me. Watch this, because the name Sanballat, please watch this. Sanballat, his name means strength. And Tobiah, his name, watch this, means what? Means Yahweh is good. So watch it now. I'm doing a work for God. I'm doing a work for God. Hallelujah. We're all in. The people have said, let's rise up and build. Glory to God. We strengthen our hands to get it done. And then we get opposition. We get opposition from two people that seem like they should be glad that we're doing a work for God. Yahweh is good. Tobiah, Sanballat, strength. It seemed like they would be the people that would jump on the bandwagon and say, let's go for it. But the enemy used them to oppose it. Wow. Wow. And here's Nehemiah. His response to all of that is, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Hallelujah. Wow. That's our dependency. It's not all that we can do. It's all that he will to be done through us. The God of heaven, he will prosper us. Glory to God. And family, we got work to do. Woo, we got work to do. Glory to God. We got work to do. We got work to do. I want to close with reading Nehemiah chapter number 4. Amen. Glory to God. I think at verse number 15. And we'll be finished with this word. Glory to God. Yeah. Yeah. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse number 15 through 24. Wow. Watch this, please. Watch this, please. We're all in. And it came to pass when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, that they returned all of us, that we returned all of us to the wall, everyone unto his work. They were all in. Watch this, please. It came to pass from that time forth that the half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half held both spears and shields and bows and harbingans, and rulers were behind all the house of Judah. Wow. Here it is. The whole point of us being all in, that we have to be builders and we have to battle. We have to be builders and we have to battle at the same time. Get it? Watch this, 17. They which build on the wall, and they that bear burdens with those that laid it, everyone with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other held a weapon. Wow. Builders and battlers, warriors and workers. Glory to God. That's the mentality that we're going to have, and we're going to have to be all in, and we're going to have to watch this. We're going to have to operate in the same spirit of faith. Watch this, a spirit of faith that makes us legit so that we will not quit when opposition come, when life come, when struggle and stress and strain take place. We won't get tired, amen, of doing what God called us to do. We won't let the enemy push us back. We will trust in the Lord our God, that the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let me read on, amen, and get out of this, because we may teach this next week in its entirety. Amen. Watch it, please. Watch it, please. And for the builders, everyone had a sword girded by his side, and so build. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. And I said unto the nobles and the rulers and the rest of the people, here it is. The work is great and large, and we're separated upon the wall one from another. Let me bring that in perspective. Let me bring that in perspective. Here it is. Here it is. Don't miss this, especially if you are a part of this family. Ignite One. Glory to God. And I know that many of you are part, and you're not even in, amen, the Georgia area. Glory to God. And some of us are North Georgia. Some of us are South Georgia. Some of us are Texas. Some of us are South Carolina. Some of us are Savannah. Amen. Glory to God. Some of us, amen, are overseas. Glory to God. Some of us are even in Africa. So here's what I want you to see. Glory to God. The work is great and large, but we are separated on the wall, watch this, and far from one another. You get it? Come on now. We're separated on the wall, and we're far from one another. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. But in what place? Watch this. In what place? Therefore, you hear the sound of the trumpet. Here it is, please. Get this. Especially if you are in locality and have the opportunity to meet in fellowship. When you hear the sound of the trumpet, when you receive the message that we have a service happening in person, when you see the message that there's a meetup going, oh my God. When you see the message that there's a meetup going, watch this, you hear the sound of the trumpet, watch this, it says resort there. Amen. Resort there. Watch this. Come. Let's get together. Glory to God, because that's how God gonna fight for us. Wow. Wow. So we labored in the work. Half of them held spears from the rising of the sun till the stars appear. You got it. So when we call, when the trumpet blow and you hear, amen, we're having a meetup in the south. We're having a meetup in the north. Glory to God. Wherever that may be, glory to God. Don't let the enemy tell you, oh man, I got to go through traffic. I got to drive. No, this is bigger than traffic. Aya, kai my soul. This is bigger than traffic. We're all in, and we want all that God has for us. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you today for the word of God. And I pray, Lord, that there be any person under the sound of my voice that have not trusted you as Lord and Savior. You said that you would in no wise cast them out that would come to you. And it is your will that no person perish, but all would come to repentance. Hallelujah. And your heart's desire, God, is that all men would be saved. And you've given your son Jesus to rescue them and reconnect them and reconcile them. Glory to God. You've done your part. And our part, God, is that we say yes to you and we rededicate to you. If there's any under the sound of my voice, they have lost their way. And today you're calling them to be all in. I pray, hallelujah, God, that they would type in the chat, reconnecting, reconnecting, reconnecting. I want to be all in. Hallelujah. And we have people, glory to God, online looking for your response. And we'll reach out to you, glory to God. And we won't let you reconnect by yourself. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. If you don't have a place where you call your kingdom family and you are looking and you are desiring to be a part of a kingdom family and get back into your place, hallelujah, in the place of promise, hallelujah. And you may be saved already, but you're just not there. But glory to God, I'm telling you that this is a moment for you to connect. We will receive you into this family, glory to God, with no judgment, hallelujah, but only the love of God. If that's you, type, hallelujah, I'm all in, and then just put member right there, hallelujah, in the chat. Glory to God. Somebody will reach out to you and make sure you get connected. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father, for this moment and this time. Thank you for every gift. Thank you for those that gave and those that didn't give. Hallelujah, Father. I pray, God, that you would give them, hallelujah, the revelation of the word of God, that when we come together, that we don't come empty-handed, that we come prepared to give toward your kingdom. It's your bill, hallelujah. We're just being conduits. We're just being vessels, but it's your building, God. Hallelujah. And we just want to be where you are, in the place of your promise, waiting for your promise, as we are all in. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining Ignite One Worship Center. I pray that you've been blessed by the word of God. And my queen and I, Prophetess Tracy, know that we're praying for you. Amen. And we are loving you. And we look forward to hugging you in the months ahead as we meet together. Remember, when you hear the sound of the trumpet and we're far away from each other on the wall, that's the sound and that's the call. Let's come together and watch God fight for us. In Jesus' name, all in one house. Ignite one, invite one, and inspire one. We love you. Be blessed.